Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the China Ceramics First Quarter 2010 Earnings Conference Call. My name is Latricia, and I will be your operator for today. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded for replay purposes. I would now like to turn the conference over to your host for today's call, Mr. Ek Jove. Please proceed.
Thank you, operator. Good morning and good evening, and welcome to China Ceramics First Quarter 2010 Earnings Conference Call. With us today are China Ceramics Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Jiadong Wang, and Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Edmond Hen. Before I turn the call over to Mr. Wang, may I remind our listeners that in this call, management's prepared remarks contain forward-looking statements, which are subject to risks and uncertainties, and management may make additional forward-looking statements in response to your questions. Therefore, the company claims the protection of the safe harbor for forward-looking statements that is contained in the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Actual results may differ from those discussed today, and therefore, we refer you to a more detailed discussion of the risks and uncertainties in the company's filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission. In addition, any projections as to the company's future performance represent management's estimates as of today, June 1st, 2010. Unless otherwise required by law, China Ceramics assumes no obligation to update these projections in the future as market conditions change. And now it's my pleasure to turn the call over to China Ceramics CEO, Mr. Jiadong Wang, and CFO, Mr. Edmond Hen, who will be translating for Mr. Wang. Mr. Wang and Edmond, you may proceed.
谢谢艾德, 欢迎各位参加今天的电话会议。
Thank you, Ed. Welcome, everyone. And thank you for joining us today.
今天非常高兴能在这里向大家报告新的一季度财务数据，同时我们也很高兴地看到公司运营上的变化，我们成功地提高了高安工厂的产能，从而不再需要依赖于外包。
We are very pleased to report another quarter of solid results. We are also pleased with the progress we made in our business plan, as we were able to successfully run up our Gaoan plant and eliminate our reliance on outsourced manufacturing.
2010年第一季度的财务数据，亮点有：与2009年同期相比，收入增加34.8%，达2.29个亿人民币。 与2009年同比相比，毛利润增长了50.7%，达6,930万人民币。毛利润率从2009年第一季度的30.1%增长到32.2%。与2009年同期相比，净利润增加45.3%，达4,530万人民币。
在季度结束的时候，我们的银行存款为1.3个亿人民币，银行贷款为9,000万人民币。The highlights for the first quarter 2010 include: revenue was RMB 229.1 million, up 34.8% compared to the same period in 2009. Gross profit was RMB 69.3 million, up 50.7% compared to the same period in 2009. Gross profit margin was 30.2% compared to 27.1% in the first quarter of 2009. Net profit was RMB 45.3 million, up 45.2% from the first quarter of 2009. And we end the quarter with RMB 130 million in cash and RMB $90 million in short and long-term debt.
在本季度结束时，我们通过一个私人交易，以每股权证一美元的价格购买呢996.051股管权证。我们认为这个交易对我们的所有股东来说是有益的。接下来我们还将继续和我们的财务顾问和董事会紧密合作，更好地优化我们的资产结构。
Subsequent to the end of the quarter, we were able to purchase 996,551 public warrants at a price of $1 per warrant in a privately negotiated transaction. We believe this transaction creates value for all our shareholders, and we will continue to work with our financial advisors and board of directors to further optimize our capital structure in the quarters ahead.
展望未来，我们认为我们的行业前景还是非常乐观的。尽管政府出台呢相关措施来控制不断上涨的房价，在我们的看来，只有是为了抑制价格的过快增长，其中受影响最大的是一线城市，但是在这只占我们的总收入的10%。我们认为中国对于住房的需求仍然是在逐年增长，人均收入和城市化进程依然在不停上升。另外，政府还在增加投入，为低收入家庭建造保生性住房。我们可能听说过，今年三月份，中国总理温家宝在年会期间表示，政府将为低收入家庭先建300万套住房，并翻新280万套旧房。为了达成这个目标，政府已将投入那年$25 亿。
As we look to the future, we continue to believe that the outlook for our business remains positive. Recent government measures to contain rising property prices, in our view, are intended to cool down price excesses, which we believe affect mostly the so-called Tier 1 cities, which represents less than 10% of our revenue. We believe the multi-year trends driving the growth in demand for housing in China remain unchanged, including secular increase in personal income and urbanization. In addition, the government is also committed to increasing the supply of housing for low-income urban families. As some of you may know, in March, the Chinese Premier, Wen Jiabao, promised at the annual legislative session that the nation would build 3 million apartments for low-income families and renovate 2.8 million shanty houses. In the past few days, the government has allocated the equivalent of $2.5 billion towards accomplishing this objective.
因此，在2010年底之前，我们仍然需要将高安工厂的年产能从1000万平方米增加到2400万平方米，这将需要花费约$2000万，也将使我们的距离2011年底前产能增加到7000万平方米的目标更进一步。
As a result, we remain committed to expanding our Gaoan plant capacity from 10 million square meters to 24 million square meters by the end of 2010. at a cost of approximately $20 million, bringing us one step closer to our goal of expanding our total production capacity to 70 million square meters by the end of 2011.
总的来说，我们的定位很明确，品牌力量十分强大，拥有普遍全国的销售网络，以及一个新的工厂和稳健的资产负债表，这些让我们可以在中国建筑材料行业未来几年不断增长的市场中站住脚跟。我们希望在电话会议最后的为我们的问题做出了解答。
In all, we believe we are well positioned with a strong brand, a national distribution network, a new plant, and a strong balance sheet to participate in the expected growth of the Chinese construction material industry.In the years ahead. And we look forward to taking your questions at the end of this call. Now, that I have completed translating Mr. Huang's comments, I would like to spend a few minutes discussing China Ceramics business performance in more detail. In connection with the preparation of our financial statements,For the fiscal year 2009, we determined that we had been incorrectly applying IAS 18 revenue. Historically, the company recorded sales rebates and discounts as selling and distribution expenses rather than as a reduction to revenue. As a result, we adjusted our revenue for fiscal.Year 2009, and restated revenue for the fiscal year end 2007 and 2008. There was no adjustment or restatement to previously announced net income or earnings per share for any of the prior periods. Additional information can be found in the annual report on Form 20F.We filed with the Securities Commission on May 17th, 2010. Now, moving on to a more detailed discussion of our financial results for the first quarter. Our net revenue for the fourth quarter 2010.Was RMB 229.1 million, up 4.3% from the fourth quarter 2009, and up 34.8% from the first quarter of 2009. The quarter over quarter increase was driven by higher sales volume, and year over year increase was primarily driven by a 26.3% increase in the volume and a 6.6% increase in average selling price in this quarter. Our gross profit for the first quarter was RMB 69.3 million, down 3.3% quarter over quarter, but up 50.7% year over year.Gross profit margin was 30.2% compared to 32.6% in the fourth quarter of 2009 and 27.1% for the same period last year. The sequential decrease in gross margin was driven by lower production volume due to the Chinese New Year holiday, resulting inHigher unit cost and the year-over-year increase in gross margin was mostly driven by growth in revenue in excess of growth in the cost of sales, as management maintained tight cost controls. Selling expenses were RMB 1.5 million, or US dollar 0.2 million, or 0.7% of sales, compared to RMB 1.5 million, or 0.9% of sales in the first quarter of 2009. Administrative expenses were RMB 5.8 million, or US dollar, not compared to RMB 2.7 million for the fourth quarter of 2009, and RMB 2.6 million for the first quarter of 2009. Higher administrative first quarter were driven by additional expenses incurred for the newly acquired Gaoan facility, as well as legal and other expenses related to China Ceramics' status as a public company. Profit from operations for the first quarter was RMB 62 million, down 10.7% quarter over quarter and up 47.6% year over year. The sequential decline in operating profits results from lower gross margin as well as higher administrative expenses. The year-over-year increase was the result of higher revenue and improved gross margin, only partially offset by higher operating costs. Our net profit for the first quarter was RMB 45.3 million, or US dollar 6.6 million, up 45.2% from the same period in 2009, and up 74.5% compared to the fourth quarter of 2009. Earnings per fully diluted shares were RMB 4.45, or US dollar 0.65, for the first quarter of 2010, up 46.9% from the fourth quarter of 2009, and down 18% from the same period in the 2009. Turning to our balance sheet, we had a cash of RMB 131.9 million, or US dollar 19.3 million, at the end of March 31st, 2010. As of the balance sheet date, we had inventory turnover 73 days. Receivable turnover was 109 days, and payables turnover was 79 days. Bank borrowings were RMB 19 million, or US dollar 13.2 million. Our trade receivables turnover increased slightly from 102 days as of the end of last year to 109 days in the first quarter. Our trade receivables include 17% value-added tax, while our reported revenue is net of VAT. Trade receivables turnover excluding VAT amounts was 93 days as of March 31st, 2010, compared with 87 days as of December 31st, 2009. Let me now turn to our growth plans and future outlook. Our backlog of orders for delivery in the second quarter is at approximately RMB 285.9 million, or US dollar 41.8 million, representing a year-over-year revenue growth rate of 29.1%. The expected sales volume in the second quarter 2010 is approximately 10.6 million square meters, representing a 21.9% increase from 8.7 million square meters sold in the first quarter of 2010. Despite recent efforts by the Chinese government to tighten monetary policy and contain excessive real estate prices in the so-called Tier 1 cities such as Beijing, Shanghai, Shenzhen, and Guangzhou, the outlook for our business remains stable. As Mr. Huang mentioned, our exposure to Tier 1 cities is limited to an estimated 9.7% of our revenue in the first quarter, and we expect any weaknesses in the Tier 1 cities to be offset by continued demand growth in the Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities, driven by secular urbanization trends as well as by the government's commitment to low-income housing. We remain committed to our growth plans and expect to end the 2010 with a total production capacity of 52 million square meters, up from 38 million square meters today, representing growth in excess of 36%. With that, we would like to open up the call to your questions.
Thank you. At this time, I would like to inform everyone, in order to ask a question, press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. We'll pause for a moment to compile the Q&A roster. Your first question comes from the line of Echo Hay with Maxim Group.
Oh, hi, Huang Zong, Edmund. First question is about the real estate market. And in terms of square meters construction, how large is first-tier cities compared to second- and third-tier cities?
OK, 那我先为黄总翻译一下。那么关于这个建筑行业的话，一线城市和二线、三线城市的那个建筑量体量上面，这个区别有多大呢？是怎样一个对比呢？艾文，您能回答一下吗？
好，它的一线城市，大概是40%，二三线城市60%。
OK.
According to Mr. Huang, what we estimate is that in China, for first the Tier 1 cities, they occupy about 40% of the building capacity in China. And for the Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities, the building capacity have about 60%.
Okay, thanks for that. And what about your selling price to the first-tier city project compared to second, third-tier city project?
那么从销售单价上来说，对于一线城市和二线、三线城市的一个销售单价会有一个差别吗？如果是的话，是怎样一个差别呢？
Right. We do not see any differentiation between the first Tier 1 city and the Tier 2 and Tier 3 city groups. And because what we found, our product is only occupying about 2 to 3% of the whole construction projects. So we normally have our average selling price to the first Tier 1 city and the Tier 2 and Tier 3 city group are almost the same.
Okay, I understand. So your company is basically stronger in the second and third tier cities, right? Can I conclude that?
所以说就上面两个问题来说，就是说我们公司在二线三线城市会更加销售更加强大，对吗？可以这么说吗？
Yes, you may say that. And for the first quarter, what our estimate, our sales to the tier one cities is approximately 9.7% of our total sales. That means more than 80 to 90% of sales of our sales are to the tier two and the tier three city group.
Right. So, is that reflecting the historical percentage of revenue mix? And is that you are more like you have higher market share in second and third tier city? That would be. I would say it would be more than 2 to 3% of the whole project, right, in the whole country. Would it be? 我的意思就是说，如果要是这个是不是10%和90%这么一个销售分成的话，是不是跟你们就是历史上几乎是还是比较相似的，然后这样的说的话，你们是不是在第二三线城市的话，你们的市场占有率会更高一些，比那个刚才咱们说的二到三个百分点要更高一些呢？
Yeah, in terms of historical, two or three years ago,We sell more our product to the tier one cities, but according to the recent development of China's urbanizational chain, we started to sell our products more to the tier two and the tier three cities from the past 1 or 2 years, and nowadays for the past 3 months.For the first quarter of 2010, we have already only about 9.7% of our sales are sold to the tier one cities.
Okay, I understand that.
Okay.
Also, another question is in terms of sales and marketing, since you are increasing your capacity in a very significant scale, are you going to also increase sales and marketing in the future?
那么黄总，从那个市场和销售这个角度来看，我们的产能的话，最近的话得到很大的增长。那么市场和销售这一块，是不是也同比例得到增长呢？
Yes, we are. As you may notice from our press release, we have already increased two extra distributors, for our distribution network, and nowadays we already have 37 distributors, and in 2009 we only have 31 exclusive distributors for our company, and together with our expansion on the Gaoan facility, we also expand our distribution network to other area we do not have a very strong penetration.
Okay, so the sales and marketing expense, is that going to be increasing in what kind of proportion?
那销售费用的话也是怎样的一个比例增长呢？
And as you may notice from our annual report, we used to record our rebate and commission on the sales andDistribution expenses, but we have applied it incorrectly as a point out from our auditor, and nowadays we deduct such a portion of our expenses directly from the revenue, and this discount normally occupy our revenue approximately 5 to 8%, and this is the major part of ourselling distribution expenses, and apart from that, we do not have a very large portion of the sales and selling and distribution expenses related to the revenue.
Okay, understand. That's all my questions. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The next question comes from Arnaud Ajeller, Crescendo Partners.
Hi, can you guys hear me?
Oh, yes.
Hi. So first, congratulations on the quarter and congratulations for buying back the warrants. My question was the following. The stock now trades approximately at, let's say, 2x earnings, which I think is too low given the prospects of the company. And my best guess would be that one of the reasons why the stock is so cheap is because there is no float, for the common. And so, to increase the float, I guess you have two ways to solve the problem. The first one would be to raise equity, but raising equity at 2x earnings, that's probably not a good idea for the shareholders. So the other alternative, and that's what I wanted to ask you, whether you guys are considering that and what would be the pro and con of doing that, would be to have a tender offer where you would ask the warrant holder to convert the warrants into shares. Let's say you were to say that for every 5 warrants, you can receive 1 share, just to pick an example. Or maybe for 4 warrants, you get 1 share. The warrant holders would have an incentive to convert into stock, and you would significantly increase the number of shares outstanding. You would increase the float. You would probably have enough shares then to go and list the stock on NASDAQ, which would also increase the liquidity. And my guess is that would help the stock to go higher and get a multiple that's more adequate for a company with your prospects. So my question is whether you guys are considering such a tender offer for the warrants, and whether you think that would make sense, and I guess what are your thoughts on these things? So sorry for the long question.
OK， 黄总，我先跟您翻译一下刚才很长的一段话，但其实就是一个问题，就是问我们的这个对于权证方面会不会有更多的想法，怎样去处理？因为这个投资者关注到我们之前的话市盈率是比较低的一个水平，那么他觉得有两个方向可以解决，一个是融资，第二个的话，可能融资的话在目前一个价格不是很好，那么第二个的话，可能 warrant 这一块就是权证这一块去转换成股票的话，是一个很好的方法，提高我们的那个整体的一个流通股的数量，那么的话能够抬高我们的价格，是这样一个。所以说他的问题。其实对于权证这方面我们将来是怎样考虑怎样去处理解决的。
And thank you for your questions. And we are working hard with our financial advisors and board of directors to further optimize our capital structure in the quarters ahead. And we will update you as the developments of the relevant issues.
All right, well, thank you. I guess my only comment is I would encourage you not to go ahead and raise equity because the prices are too low. I would encourage first to try to do some type of exchange, increase the number of shares outstanding, therefore increasing the float, go on NASDAQ. That would help the stock to go higher. And then once you have a higher stock price, maybe then you guys go and raise money if that's what you guys want to do. Although I'm not sure that you guys need to do that anyway, but if that's something you would want to do, I would encourage you to wait and do that when the stock is at much higher level after you've first gone on NASDAQ and dealt with the capital structure. Thank you very much, and again, congratulations for the numbers.
Thank you.
Once again, if you would like to ask a question, press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from Ephraim Fields, Echo Lake Capital.
Hi, I had one question and one comment. My question was, it was very helpful that you provided some information about the backlog of orders but I was wondering if you could help us understand what that would mean for your revenue and gross profit for the upcoming quarter.
那么下一个问题呢，就是这位投资人想问我们的现在订单的情况怎么样？那么订单的话，也可以看出我们将来的那个收入和毛利的整个一个情况，所以想了解一下订单的情况。All right,
as you may notice from our press release, we have already put down our estimated backlog for the second quarters, and we also have an average price for our backlog, so you may have the approximately estimation for our second quarter revenue from this information.
I'm sorry, what was the average price you're expecting for this quarter?
And for our first quarter...
So, I'm sorry, when you say the backlog of orders, you said the backlog of orders is 285 million renminbi. Is that what you expect your revenues to be? Because often there's a difference between backlog and what the actual revenues are. And that is where I'm confused.
Oh, yeah. This is approximately the second quarter revenue rather than the backlog.
Okay. And so... As a follow-on, what do you expect your gross margin to be for the quarter relative to what it was in the last quarter? Will gross margins be up this quarter, in the second quarter, compared to the first quarter?
那毛利率的话是会有一个往上的一个趋势呢，还是说跟一季度相比，二季度的毛利率会情况怎么样？
And as we mentioned in earlier, the first quarter, we have the Chinese New Year holiday. And normally, this is the most slow season for us. And also, we have the new facility run-up period for in the first quarter. What we expect in the coming quarters, we can at least maintain our current gross profit margin.
Okay, thank you. And my one comment was, I just wanted to say that as a shareholder, we also agree with the previous caller who said that selling equity right now would be a terrible mistake, and we agree with that shareholder as well. Thank you.
Thank you. We will take your comments into consideration.
Thank you.
Once again, if you would like to ask a question, press star 1. Again, if you would like to ask a question, press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from Iyad Abashi, Free Science Investment.
Yeah, hey guys. You know, I kind of want to echo some of the sentiments that were already discussed. I think that the biggest issue, you know, in relation to the equity, is that it's just far too illiquid. And I was hoping that you guys could give some kind of estimates on how long you expect to take or how long it will take you in order to formalize some, in order to come up with some type of strategy to alleviate this low amount of liquidity. How long, you know, how long is it going to take you to begin to work on this or to have a plan in place?
那么下一个问题呢，还是问于我们的那个在外流通股的一个数量的问题，就是说他觉得也是，这是我们现在最大的一个问题了。所以说想问一下公司在这方面问题的解决上面有没有一个时间表，有没有一个预定的一个时间表去实现去解决这个问题。
Right, we are planning to uplist to Nasdaq, but we are not able to provide further details at this time.
Okay, so can you give no indication as to how long, you know, or what kind of time frame you're working with?
Right, and we also working hard.With our financial advisors and our board of directors to continue to optimize our capital structure. And we will update you as the development goes.
Okay, fair enough.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, press star one.And at this time, there are no further questions. I'll turn it back over to management for closing remarks.
All right. Okay. On behalf of the entire China Ceramics management team, we want to thank you for your interest and participation on this call. Operator?
Thank you for participating in today's conference call. You may now disconnect.